Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Robert Gregson, G-R-E-G-S-O-N. On 3-8-22, Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction without significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 8-17-21. There's been no significant improvement period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Edwards. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 3-8-22, Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period. Compared to a study dated 9-1-21, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Monica Mobley. This goes to Dr. Varnum. On 3-8-22, Mrs. Mobley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-10-21, there's been some deterioration period. New paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth King. This goes to Dr. Anderson. On 3-8-22, Mrs. King performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period. New paragraph impression, normal study with poor effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Peggy Reed. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3-8-22, Mrs. Reed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-22-20, there's been some deterioration period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Benita DiCapua. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3-8-22, Mrs. DiCapua performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%. Period after walking 315 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%. Period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, the 6-minute walk test is on James DiCapua. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3-8-22, Mr. DiCapua performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%. Period after walking 330 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%. Period. He did state that his back was hurting him. Period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.